producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's cold out there this morning. 29 degrees when I got up at 5 a.m. There's frost on the lawn, and we're going to be outside after the program doing some yard work. Today's the day to cut all the dead flowers off of my hydrangea. And those of you that have hydrangea, when the flowers are brown, remove them. Farmer's Almanac is calling for the northern half of the country to have the same weather as they did last year. And if you remember, the whole Northeast from New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, all the way to Maine, we had 90, 100, 125 inches of snow, but it was fluffy. If we get heavy, wet snow, and you've got hydrangea blossoms on your plant, they'll stick, and they'll bend the branches, and in some cases, they could break. So take a little bit, take your pruners out there and a barrel, and just remove all of the flowers. Cut right below it. You're going to do your pruning in the spring. If you have beech roses that are getting to be too big, then you can cut those down. And I'm going to cut mine down to 3 feet. They're now almost 7. And they're just too big. So I'm going to give them a haircut. I'm going to say, you got to just say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Clean up your perennial beds. Cut back that dead foliage. Rake them. And if you want to sprinkle a little bit of turf turbo from Bonide or lightning lime from the people that make Holytone and Plantone Espoma, that will help to neutralize. And then on your lawn, take 5 minutes. Just walk your lawn and look for moss. And if you have moss, get either product, sprinkle it on it, and it's going to work in a 2-week period, changing the acidity of your soil and helping to kill it. Okay, so there's still a few things to do, and if you have any questions or ideas, call us. The number is 855-660-4261. Okay? Okay, Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Dick from Massachusetts. He's got a question about his red maple.
Dick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
We have a tree we planted about 25 years ago. It's a red maple. We've been taking good care of it, but this past year, we had these little tiny worms that were suspended by like spider webs all over the tree and even on my apple tree. I think that they ate the leaves on that thing, and all the leaves now are lacy. And yeah. I just wonder if either that or do we have a disease in that tree? And I always find out.
No. If you had the little worms, they ate holes in it. If it's a fungus on your plant, you're going to have discoloration of the foliage, where the foliage would have purple streaking, black dots, a white dusty film on the foliage. But when you're getting holes, it's definitely insects. Now, what you had, you live in what town?
Dartmouth, just outside of New Bedford.
Okay. You probably had either some winter moth or some gypsy moth, because they both work about the same way. And next year, at the very first sign of any chewing on your tree, chemically, you would use a product called EIGHT, E-I-G-H-T, made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. And organically, you would use a product called Captain Jack, made by Bonide, or Spinosad, made by Fertiloam. Now, Spinosad or Captain Jack are organic. They're made from microbes that work in the distillery of rum. So they make rum in the Caribbean, and when they clean out the barrel at the end of the fermenting stage, there's some sediment on the bottom, and they would dump that on the ground. They would wash out the barrels, reburn them so that they could use the barrels again. And the sediment created a new microbe. And it was found in the Caribbean. And right now, Spinosad is the leading organic, natural insecticide. And if you've got a dog or a cat and you buy a flea and tick collar, look at the active ingredients. It's Spinosad or Spinosad. And you put this as a spray on your trees. They'll eat it, and it will knock them out in a two-day period.
Can I interject something? This tree is like 35 to 40 feet high. How do I get to the top of that thing?
Wow, 35 to 40 feet. 35 to 40 feet, you're going to have to get a professional to come in and do some spraying for you. Because, these products come with a built-in sprayer, and they'll do about 15 feet. But 70 feet, I would go to your local nursery and see if they can recommend somebody that they have worked with that will do a good job for you. So a nursery, a feed and grain store, they will know somebody. And what you would do is you would give them a call now, tell them that you'd like to sign up for some spraying. And when they get a chance to stop by and give you a price. And I would call a couple people and get it planned out. And then what you would do at the first sign of you seeing them, you give them a call, say, "This is Dick. I talked to you last fall about spraying for the caterpillars that are eating my trees." "Oh, yes, Dick. They're out there," and they'll come, they'll spray it, and the problem will be solved. And you only need one application. You don't need to spray them all summer long.
Oh, that's good. Well, okay, we used organicide in the middle of the late summer where we found these things. And
yep.
Actually, we had some of the lower branches, the leaves started coming back beautifully, like bright red. I mean, they're they're kind of like a maroon color. It's a beautiful tree. And the leaves started coming back with the organicide. But then again, they just died off also. So I don't know. I can't reach only about a third of the way up. So I think that's a great idea about getting somebody in.
Yeah. I mean, it's a one-time spray. You don't need to come two or three times. Yeah. And then the other thing I would do, because they got hit last year and they may get hit this year a little bit, what I would do is I would buy a 50-pound bag of plant tone. It's an organic fertilizer. You're going to start at the drip line or the ends of your branches on the ground. Take a crowbar, make a hole about 6 inches, put a half a handful of the fertilizer, take a 3-foot step, make a hole, and go all the way around the edges of your tree. You're going to have some left. You move in 3 feet, make another circle. If you have some more left, move in 3 feet, make another circle, and that tree will respond with all kinds of new growth. And you could do that in late March, early April, and that way when the tree is pulling up the energy out of the ground, it will help it to produce additional new growth to replace what was damaged last year.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Anytime. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And if we can help you, it's a toll-free number, 855-660-4261. Call Daniel. He's a great guy, and he'll help you feel comfortable. Then we can talk. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts, none. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll free, 855-660-4261. So if you've got a question, don't be shy. Call us now and we'll help you to get ready for the end of the fall season and the white stuff that's coming. We've been telling you about our trip to Cuba. We're really, really happy with the response. We do have some openings for the trip, and I think it's something that you will enjoy. This is not your typical vacation. This is a people-to-people trip, and every place that you will travel to, you will visit the site. They'll tell you about the site, and then you'll have time to sit down and talk with the people at that particular site, whether it's the botanical gardens, the orchid farm, the tobacco farm, the coffee plantation, the cigar rolling plant, the elementary school we're going to go visit, and a lot more. But you'll be able to ask them questions like, what is it like to live in Cuba? And they'll ask you, what is it like to live in America? Great food. The hotels are top class. And because the embargoes are still in place, it's taken us 4 months to get this trip put together. It's very unique. It's a little bit more money than we had hoped, but the prices are set by the Cuban government. And I know you will enjoy. And coming up at 8 o'clock, Paul Largue from Largue Travel will be joining us. He just returned from Cuba and came in Thursday night, and he's going to tell you what he saw. And so stay tuned for it. And I think this is something that will show you maybe what it's like underneath a communist-type government. that you may not believe or understand, but it will be a very educational trip. And if you'd like to get more information, go to my website. It's paulparent.com, and it will tell you everything that you need to know about the trip. And if you just want to call them, give them a call on Monday morning. The number is 800-322-9481 and ask for Bobby. So there's a lot to see. We're going to go to the big DuPont estate that was built by the DuPont family. And that will be very, very interesting. We're going to a cemetery that has a story all by its own. And we're also going to spend some time at Hemingway, the author, at his house in Cuba. So a lot to see. We'd love to have you join us, but it's limited, and we're more than half filled at this point. So a matter of 2 or 3 weeks, and it may be sold out. Now, other things that I need you to do. I know a lot of you are planting bulbs. And if, in the past, you've planted tulips or crocuses, and they just seem to disappear, you have voles, chipmunks, or mice that are burrowing underground and eating them. And it's a very simple way to solve the problem. Go to a feed and grain store, and you want to buy crushed oyster shells. And they'll come in a 25-pound bag. If you're only planting a few bulbs, they may even sell you 10 pounds. You dig a hole, sprinkle some on the bottom, put your bulbs in, cover them with soil, sprinkle some more oyster shells around them, cover the hole, and if they try to get to the bulb, as they dig, they'll cut their paws on the sharp edges of the oyster shell, and they will not continue digging. So it creates a physical barrier. It doesn't hurt them other than give a quick cut.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agriflos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agriflos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agriflos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agriflos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, a little on the nippy side, and if you're just getting up, look out the window. Your lawns are white. It's not snow. It's a good frost out there, so the garden has been knocked down. And, you know, today put on your jeans, sweatshirt, get out there, and let's start to clean your perennial beds, your vegetable garden. Put them in your compost pile and change them into rich organic matter for next year's garden. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Noelle from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her roses surviving the winter.
Okay. Noelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a what is it called? A rose tree. And it's
yes.
in a planter. And it's been outdoors all summer. It's the first year that I've had it. It blooms three beautiful blossoms, but I didn't know if I was supposed to cut those blossoms off after they passed. So I just left them alone. I haven't really done anything except to make sure they've had water. And now that it's getting cold, I think the directions said that I was supposed to bring it indoors for the winter.
Right.
But I have limited indoor space, and I was wondering if there's a way I could keep that tree outside and protect it from the elements, or and it
okay.
would survive the winter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, next spring, I want you to transplant that rose tree into a pot a couple of inches larger.
Okay.
And you can do that in March. Okay. Now, when you prune back a rose, to stimulate it to reblossom, if you just cut off the dead rose or you leave it on the plant, that branch that gave you the blossom will go blind. And it will think that there is still a flower on it, and it will not do anything. So what you need to do is you count on that stem three leaf clusters that are in five segments. The first leaf below the flower is in three pieces or segments. And you want to count one, two, three that are five, and then you cut just below that, and that will stimulate the plant to produce all new flowers within a 2 to 3 week period. Now, as far as winter storage, the best place is someplace where there is no heat. A garage, a tool shed. If you've got an unheated basement or a crawl space, you can put it in there. But it needs to go dormant. So you need to leave it outside until the frost turns the foliage yellow and brown and knocks the energy out of the leaf, sending it down to the roots where it's stored for the winter. And then you give it a good drink, and again, in the back of a garage where it's out of the way, it can freeze, and it can get cold, just like a regular rose bush. But because it's in a container, then you need to put it someplace sheltered. In a garage, a barn, a tool shed, lay it down on the ground. If you've got a crawl space in your basement, if you have an unheated cellar, you could put it there. You could also put it, if your cellar is heated and you have bulkhead, those metal doors to go in your basement, put it on the lowest step, right at the bottom, and it will stay cold in there, it will stay dormant, but it's out of the weather, the wind, the sun, and away from moisture that will freeze the pot and break some of the roots, and you'll be fine.
Okay, and Paul, should I cut the flower part this, like now, today, or do it in the spring?
I would remove the dead flower now, and because of the time of the year, just cut it below the blossom.
Okay.
Okay? And then in the spring, my target point for pruning roses is when the Red Sox play baseball for real. So not when they're in spring training in Florida, when they're in Boston, that's when I prune back my roses. And at that point, you could take your tree rose, you bring it out of the basement, and the weather's going to be cold. You can stand it up in front of any window in your house, prune it to give it a nice shape, especially if you've got some really long branches, fertilize it with the Neptune's Harvest or Rose Tone, and then when the weather gets favorable, then you bring it outside and it will bloom nonstop if you feed it on a monthly basis. But you feed roses from April until the first week in September. After that, no food, because if we should get like a week or 10 days of a nice Indian summer weather, and we get temperatures in the 70s and 80s, and you feed your roses late in the year, it's going to encourage the plant to make some new growth. And then when the weather gets cold, that new growth is all succulent and very tender. And the cold weather will kill it back, and then you'll have a plant that's been damaged. So no food, keep it moist, and instead, a tool shed, a garage, someplace that's going to be cold.
Okay, and should I also spray it when I put it in storage with that all-season oil?
I do, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely. Anytime you put plants away, if you can, before you bring them in, if you could spray them with the all-season oil, it will make a tremendous difference. And what I'm right now, in the next week, it's going to be cleaning and weeding and getting the beds ready for the fall, and cutting off the hydrangea flowers and things like that. And then between this week and Thanksgiving, that's only a few weeks away now, when we get a day that's going to be in the 50s or higher, I spray wilt proof or wilt stop on my holly, on azaleas. Azaleas really need it, because sometimes we get a cold winter and by spring there's no foliage left. Rhododendrons. And then any newly planted evergreen, like boxwood or ilex, mountain laurel, anything like that, use an anti-desiccant like wilt proof or wilt stop, and it seals the foliage, and there's no dehydration. Your leaves stay green. They don't get dried out and curly, and the survival rate is a lot better. And if you've put in this year, for example, a new bed of English ivy or Pachysandra or Euonymus coloratus, I would use the wilt proof or the wilt stop on them, and just to keep them healthy so that there's no drying out of the foliage during a windy winter. If we've got a foot of snow on the ground all winter, then your plants are sheltered, and then you get years where there's no snow or very, very little snow, and you get wind, and the wind steals the moisture from the foliage. So treat them that way, and your survival rate and the quality in the spring will be a lot better.
Okay, thank you so much, Paul.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Ohio. He's got a question about fertilizing his daffodils.
Okay, John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Morning.
Morning.
What can you use besides bulb fertilizer?
On tulips and daffodils and things like that?
Yeah.
You can use any organic slow-release fertilizer. So if you can't find a bulb fertilizer, you can buy a product called Plant Organic. Melorganite can be used. It's a great fertilizer. It's actually the first organic fertilizer produced in this country. It's from Milwaukee, and it is an absolutely wonderful fertilizer. It's the number one selling fertilizer for golf courses. And you can just sprinkle some of that, and it will do a good job. Now, what I do, and you may think this is kind of crazy, but it really helps out. Feeding your bulbs in the spring and fall will make a big difference. The problem is, in the fall, you have no idea where they are. So what I do When I plant, I buy a package of plastic golf tees, not wood. Because if you put a wooden golf tee in your garden, the wood's going to absorb water and the paint on the tee is going to come off. If you use plastic, it's going to stay yellow or red or white or whatever color you get. And right in the center of your bulb planting, put a golf tee. And that way you can find them and you know where to put the fertilizer in the spring. You know where they are because you get foliage. But this time of the year, if you could feed them, it would be wonderful.
Well, I should feed them now and then before they come up?
You want to feed them now and you want to feed them when they're in blossom.
Oh, okay. Okay. How about after they're done blooming?
If you could do it when it's in bloom or after, but you wouldn't do it twice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And again, you can use Milloganite is an organic, and an organic in the flower bed will last 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
In the lawn, Milloganite will last 2 months. And it's a slow release, and that's what bulbs want, is a slow release fertilizer, and they'll do wonderful for you. And the Milloganite will help to prevent rodents from digging in your soil, because some of it has human waste that has been cooked to like 2,000 degrees. It's totally sterile and safe to use. And as I said, it's the number one selling golf course fertilizer. So use it for your shrubs. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all.
When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dee from Maine. She's got a question about snake root or blood root. She's not sure.
Okay. Dee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's
Good
going
morning.
On? Tell me about it.
Well, I bought snake root for the first time this year, and it's a beautiful plant. And it's got a huge stalk with a lot of blossoms. Do I cut that back for the winter?
As soon as the frost has killed the stem and it's turned brown and, you know, all the leaves are falling apart, then it is a perennial. So you would cut it within 2 to 3 inches of the ground. And what I like to do with a newly planted either a wildflower or a perennial is to cover where you've cut it with a couple of inches, maybe 3 inches, of just old-fashioned pine bark mulch. You can buy a bag for $3 or $4 at the garden center or the box stores. And you make a mound around it, and that will help to winterize it. And then in the spring, you spread the mulch around the plant to keep the weeds out and to hold moisture. New shoots will come out of the ground, and now your plant will be larger. Because
oh, yeah,
the first
nice plant. It's a really
yeah,
nice
the first
plant.
The first year, the plant concentrates on getting the roots growing in the soil. And you may get a flower or two. Now, next year is a different story because the roots are all established and they're growing. And that plant is going to probably be double the size in diameter with a lot more shoots coming out of the ground, and your plant will be absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, they are. The other question is, I picked up some horse chestnuts. I heard years ago that they could be poisonous to animals. Is that true?
Man, I don't know. I know that the Chinese chestnuts I eat, but the horse chestnuts, I'm not sure. Let me do some research, and I'll talk about it next week.
Okay. Yep. And okay. Plant them. Do I just put them in the ground? One.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we used to do as kids. We lived on the corner of our street, and we had three on the right side of the house and three on the front of the house, and they were 4 foot diameter, and they must have been 75 to 100 feet tall. And we would take a rock and tie it to a rope and then swing it up there, and it would get lodged into the branch, and we would shake them, and the chestnuts would fall, and then eventually we'd get the rock and the line down, and we'd do it again, and we had a ball with the chestnuts. We'd make
pipes. My brother was 2 years older than me, and he used to throw them at us. They hurt.
They do. But now, if you want to grow one, just take a 6-inch pot, fill it with some soil, put the chestnut right in the middle, and you want to put, when you look at the chestnut, on the top of it is like a little silver gray circle.
Yep.
And that's where the new shoot's going to come out of. So that's the top. So you take a 6-inch pot, fill it with garden soil or topsoil, potting soil, push it into it about halfway down, about 2 to 3 inches deep, give it a good drink of water, and put the pot up against your deck or your patio or someplace where it's going to be out of the really hard weather. If you've got shrubbery in front of your house, put it between the shrubbery. They need the winter cold to trigger the growth in the spring. And you just leave them out there. And then in the spring, you move them out to the sun, a shoot will come out of the ground, and you get yourself a chestnut. You can also put them in your tool shed or in your garage. And every month, add some water if it begins to go dry. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And have a great weekend now. Bye-bye.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.